This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Joe Palca, sitting in for Ira Flatow. You may have heard this story. It's just so amazing. So here are these two German tourists in the early 1990s walking around in the Alps, and they come across the body of a man sticking out of a glacier. Well, it turned out that this was was known as the Tyrolean Ice Man, and he had quite a past. He'd been in that ice for more than 5,000 years. They found an arrow tip in his shoulder and signs of a head trauma, so they think they met a violent end, probably the first or a Bronze Age murder victim. Now, the frozen corpse has given up some more secrets. Scientists have sequenced some of his DNA and compared his genes to those of modern people. And it looks like the Iceman may be from a rare branch of the human family tree with no modern relatives. Joining me to talk more about the mummy and how he may be a one-of-a-kind is my guest, Martin Richards. He's a professor of archaeogenetics at the University of Leeds in the UK. Thanks for talking with me today.
Hello.
Archaeogenetics, great title. I mean, it's sort of opposite, isn't it?
Yes.
Modern.
Yeah, just simply using genetics to look into archaeological questions. So rather than looking into biological questions, we use it to try and just answer the sort of questions that archaeologists are trying to answer and perhaps haven't been able to.
Excellent. So if you'd like to join our conversation, the number is 800-989-8255. That's 1-800-989-TALK. And if you want more information about what we're talking about this hour, go to our website, www.sciencefriday.com, where you'll find links to our topic. So I guess the first question, Martin Richards, is what kind of DNA were you sequencing? It wasn't the DNA from the nucleus of the cell, the whole genome, which is what people usually think about when they think about inherited DNA.
Yeah, that's right. It was mitochondrial DNA, which is in the cytoplasm, in the mitochondria, which are the energy units or the batteries of the cell where the respiration processes largely go on. And the important thing about mitochondrial DNA is that it's inherited down the maternal line. So you only get mitochondrial DNA from your mother. You don't get it from your father. So the advantage of that, the disadvantage is you're only learning about your maternal line of descent. But the advantage is that you get a clear picture of the maternal line of descent right the way back through time by comparing the mutational variation in the mitochondrial DNAs different people.
So this is this whole notion of a mitochondrial Eve, that you could go back to the first woman by just figuring out what we're all descended from.
Yes, that's right. So if you trace the variation back down the maternal line, right the way back to the common ancestor of all of the mitochondrial DNAs in the world, which is effectively the same as tracing the maternal genealogy back through time, if you were to do that, you know, by genealogical methods, if you could go back 200,000 years, then you get back to the so-called mitochondrial Eve, who lived in Africa about 200,000 years ago. Yeah.
So you were able to get enough DNA from this mitochondrial, what was remains of the mitochondrial cells in this guy's body, to get a complete sequence of the mitochondria?
Yes, that's right. So one of the other advantages of mitochondrial DNA is because it's out in the mitochondria, and there's a lot of mitochondria in the cell compared to one nucleus, then you get many more copies of mitochondrial DNA per gram of tissue than you would get for nuclear DNA. So it's easier to retrieve ancient mitochondrial DNA than it is any other sort of DNA. And a lot of the work that's been done on ancient DNA has been done firstly on mitochondrial DNA.
So you looked at his DNA and found what?
Well, so when we analyzed the sequence of the Iceman's mitochondrial DNA sequence, which was a very sort of long-winded and difficult process, because it's even for the Iceman, who's, you know, exceptionally well preserved and not very old, so in evolutionary terms, 5,000 years ago is not so long ago, but he still had very little DNA left. But when we looked at his sequence and how it fitted in with the rest of the variation of the human species, we found that although he is a member of a cluster of genealogical cluster of lineages that is found in about 6% of Europeans today, he actually belongs to a branch of that cluster which is either not seen anymore or at least must be very rare. So looking at the database that we have so far of modern people, we couldn't find anybody with that branch. So most people fit into one of four different clusters within this particular lineage, which amounts to 6% of Europeans. And the Iceman is in a further cluster, and he seems to be on his own there. So one possibility is that perhaps that lineage has actually gone extinct, or another one is that it's perhaps always just been very rare, and somewhere out there are people still with that lineage today, but we haven't seen them yet.
Yeah, I suppose that, well, those both seem like viable explanations. Mm. Why don't we take a call now from Adam in Chicago. Adam, welcome to Science Friday.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
I was wondering if, based on the evidence that you've gathered, if it has any relevance to evolution, and perhaps maybe the reason that you can't find any links to the modern genome, if it has any links to evolution, perhaps?
You mean, interesting question. I mean, the idea being that does this actually tell us anything about where humans came from? I would think this is just one example, so probably not.
Not really, because the Iceman, as I say, the Iceman is so recent. So, modern humans, people who look like us, have been around for 200,000 years. And the Iceman's only 5,000 years ago, and long after Europe had been colonized for the first time. So there's nothing really to be learned from just looking, about general principles of human evolution, except for the one thing that, that's come out of this, which is that that we've found a lineage that may have gone extinct. And if it hasn't gone extinct, it's certainly not very common in the modern population. And that might be a kind of lesson. So normally, because it's so difficult to get DNA out of ancient specimens, nearly all the inferences that we make in archaeogenetics are from modern samples. And this does tell us that if lineages have been going extinct over time, which, theoretically we know they must have been, then we are going to miss things like this by only tracing our variation back from modern individuals.
Are there any other examples of bodies that are preserved enough to do this kind of analysis of from around this time, 5,000 years ago, or is the Tyrolean Iceman the only one?
He's certainly in Europe, at least. He's fairly unique, but there have been mummies found in Siberia as well, and one of those has been looked at with the same sort of techniques. And again, they found a lineage there which doesn't exactly match up with any of the modern lineages from the area. So that might be, there's a precedent of two now. For that kind of situation where we're seeing something a bit new. And I would imagine that there would be a few more, perhaps particularly in Siberia. I don't think in Europe we're going to find any more like that.
Hmm. Any chance they'll be able to get enough of his Y chromosome to start saying where his children, if he had any, came from, or whether there are any of those left?
Yeah, it's possible. So it remains to be seen whether there's enough Y chromosome. As I was saying, you only get one copy of Y chromosome DNA and most of the other genes to very many copies, hundreds or thousands of copies of mitochondrial DNA because of the way where they're found. But it's still possible that it might be possible to retrieve some Y chromosome information, and then we can do the same process. You can, because the Y chromosome is inherited down the male line of descent, it's a sort of male counterpart to the mitochondrial DNA, which gives you the female line of descent. So it would be extremely nice to be able to also look at the Y chromosome. And then, of course, we would be able to look directly at whether there were any direct sort of links to the Iceman himself.
Excellent.
Which, of course, he would never have passed on his mitochondrial DNA because
it's
maternally inherited. So.
Got that. All right. Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have, but thank you very much, Martin Richards, for coming on the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Martin Richards is a professor of archaeogenetics at the University of Leeds in the UK.